Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know and proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll call ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your do-rag on. Wanna put a rug, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day.
Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body, baby. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right, I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I'll roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it, it's my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you don't be away. I've got the slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart.
Justin, how's everybody doing tonight? Oh, first let me welcome everybody to the show. This is just a little different. We haven't did a show on a, I don't even know the last time I did a show on a Saturday night. Well, the reason I'm doing the show tonight is because last night we were, we was cut short. Some people say it was technical difficulty. Some people say I fell asleep. Whatever it was, I'm making amends for it tonight. And we was having such a good show last night. That's what was crazy. We was having a good show. We had the young lady out here from Virginia. She said she might come back through again tonight. I hope so. I would like to chop it up with her some more tonight. So I really wasn't completely prepared for a show tonight, but you know, we gonna do it. We gonna make it do what it do. I was you know, I talked to a lot of people about relationships, getting to somebody earlier today. And we was talking about, most of the time people get mixed up talking about the bad times. And of course we know in relationships you have good times. So the person that I was talking to told me the worst part of a marriage or a relationship is when you know somebody falling out of love with you. And I'm sure we all been there before. And I even been there before. That might have happened to me. Let me see. 1, 2, 3. That might have happened to me 3 times in my lifetime. When I was in a relationship with somebody, and they either they started to fall out of love with me, or they didn't want to be with me anymore, or the breakup was inevitable. We chopped it up about that for a while, and let me tell you, that is a terrible time when somebody you've been with and somebody you cared about and somebody you loved, and then day by day you see them changing, not even day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. First it starts off with they very snappy with you. Second, they become like a hot wire, like a short fuse, and everything you do annoy them. Everything you say annoy them. And then the big thing happens. They stop wanting you to touch them. Or comes dead. Non-existent. And that's a terrible time to be with somebody and you know they falling out of love with you. Because that doesn't have to happen quick. Sometimes that can linger on. It could linger on for it could linger on for months. It could linger on for years, really. it's no time limit on it. It's no frame. It's no time frame or no time limit on it. And sometimes you, the person, is falling out of love. It doesn't always mean that it's the other person. Sometimes it's you. Like I said, it happened to me 3 times, but I have done that. I have done that. You know, I have done that myself where I begin to fall out of love with people and didn't want to be around and didn't want to be touched and, you know, for certain things and different scenarios and situations. So, I don't know. We just wind up talking about that for a while. I thought that would be like a good conversation or something good to talk about. I see that, let me see. Oh, wait a minute. 8515, are you talking tonight or are you just listening tonight?
Just listening tonight.
Okay. All right. How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Okay. Well, if you give me I'm all right.
Hello, other listeners.
Okay. Nah, you can listen. It's cool. Just press 1 if you want to make a comment or something.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate when people come through early to the shows. And I was thinking, because, you know, I consider myself a podcaster, a journalist, any of them. And I try to figure out what is my job or what is my duty as a podcaster? Is it to come out here and tell jokes? Come out here and tell lies? Or just to come out here and talk life experiences? I think it's to educate and entertain. And when you fall short on entertaining and educating, I think that's when your podcast will kind of lose steam. Something, you know. So I said in my mind that I'm going to do more educating on my show, but I'm still going to stay in the relationship part of it, and still going to consider myself a sex coach, because sex is a vital part in the relationship. Or is it? How much does in a relationship? 50%? 40%? Once again, I know I was talking to a young lady this week, and she got 2 friends. And one of her friends talks about him like a dog, calls him dirty, worthless, he not this, he not that, but he's good in bed. Then she got another friend who owns his own company, retired from the military, has his head on his shoulder, a real all-around good guy. But she said his sex is trash. She said he's too small and it's just that part of the relationship she really can't deal with. But she said she loved him and she stayed, she was in a relationship with him, I think maybe like 3 years. But that's how she wound up with the other guy. Because if she didn't have the guy on the side, I guess with the good dick or the big dick, then her relationship with the right guy, the good guy, it would have never lasted that long. And I wonder how many times does this happen in a day-to-day relationships, that you have somebody but everything is good, but then you have something that's not good. I guess the sex. So I was just wondering, I was just thinking, like, that's really something. She had a guy that was financially set, intelligent, head on his shoulders, but she said he couldn't satisfy her. And then she had a guy that was, she quote, wasn't worth shit, dirty, not supportive. But he had the good dick. So I'm trying to figure out what she would have been able to sustain, or how long would she would have been able to sustain a relationship like that. And without the other guy around, would have been possible? Or how long would have been possible? Hold on one second. We got a caller. 2-4, you live.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, what's the deal, brother?
You know, sometimes I wonder, like, when the runner says, this guy doesn't pleasure me.
Right.
Whose fault is that, kind of? Because when two people come together, some females or some men are afraid to tell their person how to touch them. Or what, you know what I'm saying? A woman mostly would stay quiet, knowing that their guy's not satisfying them, but you won't tell them what you want.
That's true. So you think that what you trying to say, for her to make the best out of the short dick man? That's what you're trying to say.
I know you have a short dick. I mean, I thought it was just something that wasn't present, but I mean, like, I mean, the whole object is to make each other feel good. And if I'm not making you feel good off the things that I'm doing, tell me what you need me to do. If I'm not good enough, I'm going to get you a deal, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get that lot for, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like that. You should work together. If you love that person, and this is the person you want to deal with, and he taking care of you. Yeah.
I mean, but then, I mean, would that be like settling or sacrificing?
Nah, it's called trying to make it better before you go out there and see him.
Me personally, I look at it like this. It's a lot of women that's quick to, you know, make jokes and talk about the size of a man's penis and his dick was trash. But what about if the shoe was on the other foot? Because all pussy ain't good. And all women ain't good in bed. All women not good at oral sex. All women ain't good at throwing it back. All women ain't good at riding a man, or I mean, it's a lot of different scenarios, you know what I mean? But most of the time they just quick to trash a man, or not even and a lot of times they even like to say, oh, he got a big dick but he don't know how to use it. Oh, he got a little dick, I can't, you know what I'm saying? I can't feel nothing. So it's almost, I understand what you're saying, that a lot of it is communication then, or make the best out of, if you really plan on being with that person, then just make the best out of it, I guess.
Yeah, but also work together to make it happen. Look, people train dogs, right?
Yeah.
All right. So why can't two humans train each other how to make each other satisfied? And then.
Yeah, he's right.
So I was like, yo, I was going to pick. I know how to get head real good. You know what that means?
If what? Say that again.
If I say, I want a chick that know how to get head real good. You know what that means? You know what I'm really
what?
Saying? I want a chick that know how to get head. So I'm basically saying, I want a chick that fuck so many dicks in her life. But she know how to do it. Right. You feel me? But you know what I'm saying? If you're trying to kick that don't know how to get in, that means she has done it that.
Yeah, but you got some chicks that just don't do it.
Oh, yeah. Or they say they don't do it. Some girls use that, like, let's say if they got a nigga that they don't want to go down with, they'll say they don't do it.
Oh, yeah, that too. You right about that.
And man.
I believe they do it to who they want to do it to.
Right. And you say, oh, bro, we trying to be really different. Say, and a man get home, now I can't try to hinder anything. To be honest, bro.
Yeah, if he's drinking.
I say he get home.
Okay, horny, drinking, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, if you're drinking, you're drunk. And you're good. I'm talking about just being horny. So you basically, you ever done something with somebody that you really didn't want really to do it, but after you have that orgasm, that reality check kicking, and boom, you know, you just said, oh, that's it.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have done things they didn't want to do.
Right.
Well, a lot of people woke up and said, why did I do that with that person?
Right. But they got you so horny, they got you to that point where you just said, fuck it.
And we saying that because what?
Yeah, we saying that because basically it's our respect. So I'm talking about like kicking your partner, but makes you feel like, you know what I mean? You know what you want. You know what you need.
So, no. I'm talking about far as how we was talking about the situation where a lady was with a good man, but he wasn't satisfying her completely.
It's sacrifice, but I don't see it being sacrifice if you work together with your partner. I think that together and like, look, you need to learn how to fuck me or learn to me or whatever. Learn my body. Learn me. It took me almost.
Oh, you mean? You saying communication? Communication fix all.
Yes.
Well, that might be true.
Honestly, if I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry, but this is what I want. This is what I need.
That might work.
It took me about a year to find out how to really get my woman, you know, what she needed out of the right heart.
It took a year.
Yeah. Maybe just a little bit wrong, but it's not like I live for her. She said that every single day. That's why it took so long.
That is a long time.
I realized after the sex got better, the whole relationship changed. Is that
for the better?
Yeah. It's actually very important in a relationship. It's sad to say that. It's so sad to say that. So sex is so important.
No, it is important. And I believe a lot of people make it more important than it should be. Well, maybe it's just up to the individual.
Yeah, it depends on the situation. Yeah. Yeah.
Because in your age, it depends on your age. It depends on where you at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it depends on all that. Well, look, hold up. We're gonna take a quick break. Damn, time be flying. We already did 30 minutes already. If anybody else want to chime in, we just freelancing tonight. I just wanted to do a show for an hour to make up for last night. Anybody else want to chime in, just press one. But we're gonna take a quick break. And we'll be right back after this song. I like this song.
How's that fun?
That was good. It was really, really long. The longest part ever. What? I see clear, my heart is here. We got each other, take it somewhere. If I could, I'd love you up forever and time. Oh, well, we've been close, no one else knows. Cause all that matters, our father's gone. And it will go until it starts again. Oh,
me and you are just like armor. Nothing can stop love from living on earth. You're not gonna ask you for much, just a couple of forever.
Welcome back, welcome back. I love that song right there, Couple of Forever. And let me see, I had a couple of other things I wanted to talk about real quick. Let's pull it up. I really needed a woman for this, because somebody was telling me a piece of a man is better than no man at all. And I really wonder how many people believe that. You know, you could say the same thing. A piece of a woman is better than no woman at all. Will we really believe that? I don't really think so. What you think, Dre? You still here? Oh, Dre might have put him. I think he muted me. But anyway, I don't know about. I don't know.
I heard you on mute. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Nah, but you said it best, man. It's better than love, than never love than wrong. But, you know.
Oh, it's better love and lost than never loved at all.
Right. You know?
That's a true statement.
That piece of a woman, depending on what piece you got. You know, it hurts. It's a lonely, hard road. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what you're getting from that woman, it's not easy. You know, like you said, though, you only talk about side chicks and side dudes and things like that, but being a side person is a lonely road.
Yeah, you said being a side person is a lonely road?
Yeah. Remember, you got different types of, you got different types of side people. You got the ones that just do it for the excitement. And then you got the other ones that do it for, that's kind of like, not saying that all they should get. But they don't let opportunity slide by. You know what I'm saying? This is an opportunity where they should get some type of rug or something, you know, take it.
So do you think it should be a limit, side chick, how long you should be a side chick or a side dude?
I mean, you know, you always have that mentality, like, yeah, I'm only going to be with the person, or they're going to leave their family for me. You have that in your brain, because that's going to happen all the time, man. That's going to happen all the time.
That don't never, that's like 1%. 1% of people leave their wife and family to be with another woman, probably.
And if you with somebody and they need their family for you, right? And now they with you. They with you. How are you really going to feel confident in yourself that you're going to do the same thing to you? Or not only that, go back to what you like.
No, that's a fact. But look, even better than that, think about, you ever notice people who break up, people who've been in relationships a long time, and then the two people break up, and say like if the woman break up, they broke up, they've been in a relationship. And then right away, the woman is right in another relationship fast. That's most of the times how you know somebody who wasn't sincere, or somebody who was a cheater, or somebody who was fantasizing about cheating or on the way to cheating. Because most of the time when two people break up, one person is going to take a while before he moves on to another relationship. And that was the sincere one. But the person that breaks up with somebody and break up with you on Monday and then another relationship next Monday or next month or next week, right away, most of the times that was the people who was at fault in the relationship.
If a woman breaks up with you on Friday, and she says over on Friday, nigga, she didn't make you break up with you last Monday.
Yeah. That's real.
You know what I'm saying? She been broke up with you last Monday.
She's been broke up with you a long time.
Cheating, you know what I mean? She got some cheating, that's different. But just randomly, I'm gone. Yeah, she been broke up. A wise man told me that before. I just went broke through my thing. He said, listen, the best way to get over a woman is get over her while you're with her and then leave.
That could be true, because in my last relationship when I was married, the whole last year was terrible. So I had enough time mentally to prepare myself for her leaving. So by the time she left, it wasn't a big deal to me. It was nothing. It was, by the time she left, it was really nothing. It didn't even, really, I helped her leave, to be honest with you. I just packed my bags and jumped on the Greyhound. And that was it. I just jumped on the Greyhound, and I bounced for a weekend because I was already, you know, I was prepared.
Right.
So when you have time, unless it's done suddenly and abruptly, you know, that's different. You know, that might hurt a little bit more. But if you prepared for it, it's not going to hurt that bad. But I forgot what made us say that. I'm trying to remember. Oh, I was talking about the people that break up with people. And then all of a sudden, they married again. I mean, not married, in a relationship again. Most of the time, they was already cheating again.
Yeah. Where you going?
That's what I think, anyway.
That's how it is. It has to be that way. You don't just wake up one day and you say, you're going to be somebody else. There has to be some kind of chemistry between you and another person for a long time.
So do you believe in marriage?
Yeah, of course. Other than the teamwork.
Teamwork.
Yeah. All right, look, sweetie. I love you. If you love me, this is a small world. It takes two people to make something happen. Now, as long as one you want to be with, it's I know you, but I want to do it. The other one, you want to do it? It's where they do it. That's it. I'm going to fuck up. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to fuck up. And I know you're going to fuck up. So I'm going to tell you that shit right now. You're going to fuck up. But that doesn't mean that we got to destroy what we got. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I think that everybody, I know that most people want to walk down that aisle at least once in their life.
That's what kind of blinds women. They got to walk down the aisle to get ready, to rain, all that. You know what I'm saying? It's not about that. The first thing you should be thinking about, damn, I can't wait to hear I do. I can't wait to kiss my woman or kiss my man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all the, oh, I want this and I want that. Like, you feel me?
But I'm gonna tell you something. I believe there's more men out here in the world wanting to be married than women. It's a lot of men out here that really want a good woman. It's a lot of men out here who really want to be married. It's not fun juggling multiple women. It's not fun two-timing or cheating. That's why I don't understand the way the world is right now. There's so much cheating going on. And not only by the men, it could be by the woman. But after a while, that get tiresome.
But I mean, that talk to us. It's talk to our black men to cheat. Let's talk to cheat.
Taught by who?
Music, movies, the way they promote sex in the world. It's made to make men like their apples.
You think music can make somebody want to cheat?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of music that is.
You can listen to some rappers. Hey, oh,
they got multiple girls. They got this and they got that.
I got one girl, got a girlfriend. And it's being influenced.
What you talking about? Country music?
Hip hop, rock and roll, R&B.
Don't just blame it on black music.
I ain't even trying to rap. When you're talking the truth is the truth. It's not about I'm talking about black music.
I didn't say it was a lie, but I'm just saying that's in all genres of music.
No, but we destroy ourselves sometimes. Our own culture is destroying our own culture. And that's what people are scared to say. People are scared to say that. We destroy ourselves. Ain't nobody doing that, right?
What you talking about now? Family, or you talking about relationships or marriage?
Everything that influenced us to do the things that we do. And this is rap songs out here talking about our love and respect her, and And that's not within hip hop. That's not within R&B. We influenced by a lot of things in this world that's really not supposed to be, but it is.
You know anybody that cheat?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, this is what I'm getting ready to ask you. So you know people that cheat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Men and women. Right?
Yeah.
How many people do you know that's true? How many people do you know right now in your life? How old are you?
47.
Well, not even right now. How many people in your life at 47 years old have you known that was true? And one?
Yeah.
See,
okay, man.
I'm older than you, and I probably can't get more than one hand of people that I know who is true.
Yeah.
But ask me how many people I know that cheat. Ask me how many females I know that's cheaters, how many guys I know that's cheating. So a lot of times when I get on my podcast and I talk about people cheating and side chicks and side dicks and fuck love, people want to say, "Oh, you hurt or you scorn or whatever it is." No, I'm not hurt. I'm not scorned. I'm smart. I'm going
I don't agree with this. And not getting us our love because it says, can I hurt me?
You don't believe in what?
I don't believe in giving up our love just because somebody hurt me. I don't think you just get hurt with
somebody. If somebody hurt you, you're not going to give up on love, right?
I don't know. For what?
Okay, how about you got hurt two times?
Okay. That's two people.
How about three times?
You think? Yeah, no, let me.
I'm just asking the question. How about if you had your heart broken four times?
I did.
And you still believe in love?
Yes.
How about if you had your heart broken eight times?
It doesn't matter how many times you get your heart broken. You do not blame the next person for what happened in your past.
You sound crazy, maybe, yourself.
Maybe you should. Look. When you interact with somebody, it's different than when you interact with anybody else. Everybody has their own relationship for each other. But I need to get along with her, but not her. I mean like her, but you're not getting along with her. But it's not the same relationship.
You just said you had your heart broken four times.
Yeah.
In 47 years.
Nine. I say 4 million dollars. So I'm talking about hurt where you're leaving not only her, you're leaving your kids too. But I heard you need a relationship where I bought it before. You know what I'm saying? But as far as real hurt is when you're losing your family. not just using a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Because that's why I said it first.
I don't know about that. You know that?
You used to be a pimp, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to be a pimp, yeah.
Okay. And you have relationships with different females, right? Relationship meaning communication, dialogue, and, you know, all that, right? So it's certain females that you have in your stable that you just got along with that are the others, right?
It's certain females that what?
That you got along with that are the others.
Then I got
along with them. Yeah. It's just a little chemistry.
I have better relationships with different ones, yeah.
Right, so that's how it is. It's right for you, and she's cutting your throat, giving you 2% of the money that she's not telling you, holding money from you. You know what I mean? You get mad, you find out, you ain't gonna knock the next shit, are you?
No.
The next shit. All right, that's what I'm saying. In a relationship, if you fall in love and you get hurt and she do something wrong, how are you going to blame the next chick for what the other chick did to you?
Stealing money is a lot different than cheating on somebody.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
Yeah, hold on 1 second, Jay. Okay. 1 second. We got two callers.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. 0672, you live.
Hi, what's going on, Jay Sean? It's Gigi.
Hey, what's up, Gigi?
I'm good. I kind of just came in on the tail end of that. But to the young man that said that you've been hurt 4 times, you know, by different women, I commend you for not blaming the other women for what, you know, for the same reasons that you were hurt. But in that incident, can I ask you a question? Did you ever heal from the first hurt? Did you ever allow yourself to heal from the first hurt?
Yeah, of course. You always do. You can't jump into something referring to your parents.
You absolutely can't. That's why I asked you that question.
That's not fair.
I asked you that question because most people that continuously are being hurt, and it's a hard pill to swallow, at some point you have to look within yourself and see why you keep attracting the same type of women. Different names, same MO. You know, just do it in a different way. So sometimes you got to ask yourself that question. You know, what is it that I keep attracting? What am I putting out there that I keep attracting the same type of women?
Listen.
You know, because
when you jump into a relationship, you don't intend to hurt nobody. You don't really intend to hurt nobody.
Hurt comes in different aspects, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Hurt comes in different aspects, and you got to ask yourself, along that hurt, what part did you play? Because in everything that we do, we can take the time and blame each other, but we got to also stand, we got to be held accountable for what part we played. See, we always want to focus on what someone else did to us, but we never want to focus on the point that it got to get to that point. What start, you know, did y'all sit down and have a conversation about what you expect from each other? Once that trust and that loyalty is broken, you know, and sometimes it's not even broken from the person that you with. It's a previous relationship that person might have done something to remind you of what the person did before. So when we start talking about being hurt, we got to look at the fact, were we ever happy? And what part did we play in that? Because in that, it helps you to build character within yourself to know, okay, maybe I need to look at this in a different way.
As I say, that just ain't on the situation. As I tell Jay all the time, I believe if you're in a relationship and you guys broke up, if it wasn't your fault, there's nothing you should do.
Excuse me, and I don't mean to cut you off, but when you say it's not your fault, that goes back to blaming one or the other for what it was done. Even if a person cheats on you, and that's what hurt you, what made that person cheat on you? Is that just their character? Or was it something that they were lacking? That they felt they need to go and see someone else for?
Sometimes there is no blame.
Just my opinion, I don't believe there is no blame because there's blame on both parts. So I don't believe in playing the blame game. I believe in sitting down and saying, okay, maybe I misunderstood, maybe you weren't misunderstood, and we can agree to disagree, and we can either move on from it together, or we can move on from it apart. Alexa, turn off. Sorry, y'all, I'm cooking. so you got to look at both parts of that and the comfort that you have within yourself.
Yeah,
hurt is a part of life. Hurt is just a part of life. People that love you, that's not even it could be your family relationship. It could be a friendship relationship. And it can be a lover's relationship. So, you know, sometimes we got to look at the whole picture, not just the parts that we feel that hurt us.
Yeah, sometimes people are in your life for a season.
For a season and a reason.
You can want it to be forever, but nothing lasts forever. You know what I'm saying? In my situation, it wasn't nothing I did, it wasn't nothing she did. They just ran his place.
Yeah, but when we say nothing lasts forever, we kind of cheat ourselves. You know why? We've already spoken to existence that it is not going to last. What does last, what lasts, is honesty, whether if you think it's going to hurt a person's feelings or not, that lasts. You know, because if a person is honest with you from the door, a lot of times people are honest with us from the door and we just don't accept what they've already said. And that's just human nature. You know, and it's not that a lot of times we look at, oh, they hurt me because they weren't being honest. Well, look back on the beginning of the relationship. Because people always will show you who they are. It's just our fault that we don't believe them.
Yep. That's true. Hold on, everybody. Let me bring another call in real quick. 8555 live.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, y'all?
Hello,
Shade. What's going on? Hey, what's up? Yeah, but I pretty much agree with Gigi, you know, most of what she was saying, you know, like sometimes, I mean, you know, and I get what Dre's saying, like, sometimes you feel like you grow apart. You know what I mean? You grow apart. Like, you want different things. I mean, that can happen, I believe. You know,
most
but,
definitely.
And when it's, when, you know, but when you're saying, like, you know, 4 or 5 times, then other times you got to remember, like, people count how many times they get hurt, but they're not mm-hmm. counting how many times they done hurt other people. So
mm-hmm.
so you got to factor that in, because you forget you done hurt a lot of people. People done hurt a
mm-hmm.
lot of people, and so some of them people walking around with pain that you inflicted, but now, you know, you looking like, why did I get hurt? Why me?
Mm-hmm.
Why me? Well, it's a little bit of, you know, something coming back to you, like you say. Certain things, you know, like in life, we're going to feel some pain. You're not going to escape life without getting hurt. That's just a reality. That's a reality. Pain helps you enjoy the pleasure and the joy. Just like being sad. If you never were sad, you wouldn't really know what happiness is. So everything got a good and bad, or should I say an opposite. You know, everything got an opposite. Love, hate, you know, joy, pain. So we just got to, it will benefit us better once we start to realize that, you know, certain things in life will happen, and it's how we choose to handle or react to those things that determine whether we grow and benefit from them, or whether we let it dismantle, you know, and knock us off of where we're capable of being. You know, so, you know, and me, it's like when people say fall in love, I just find that, like, you know, like it's like a oxymoron to me, because it's like whenever you fall, you normally either get hurt or you feel pain. So, you know, so when you equate and falling in love, to me, it's like, you know, what you were saying, Gigi, when you were saying is when Dre said, you know, everything got to end. It's similar to that. When you're saying I'm falling in love, that means you're falling. To me, my thing is I'd rather learn to love, and I think that's the biggest thing. That's why people are getting hurt, because they're just letting the emotion take control and not really examine the emotion and examine the person, because it's easy to love a person for doing everything you want them to do. Now you love them. But as soon as things change and they are unable to do the things that made you think you loved them, then you realize, like, okay, something wrong now. And loving people with their good and their bad. Most people only want to love when it's good. So,
oh, thank you.
A lot of us got, you know, yeah. A lot of us got a misconception of what love is. So that's the reason why it's so complicated, because we haven't really learned what love is. We think it's supposed to be this warm, fuzzy feeling, and everything's supposed to be good. Everything's supposed to be hunky dory. It's not supposed to be no hardship. It's not supposed to be no struggle, and it's not supposed to be no pain. And that's a falsehood. You know, that's just not what love is about. Love is about.
Teddy,
love,
I'm sorry. Can I just jump in there right quick? Thank you for saying that. That is one of the biggest things that most people don't understand. Love. Love is unconditional. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's very important that we understand that karma comes back, or, you know, people say karma, reap what you sow. You can get hurt one time, and you think your world unended. Most women have been hurt over and over and over again before they respond because they want to believe in you. Now, today's women, they a little different. They're a little different. They play the same games that you guys play, and y'all can't handle it. It's easy to fall into lust. See, a lot of times people fall into lust and think that they in love. And after the bedroom, they don't have nothing in common. They can't have a conversation. They can't work through nothing. Because all they do is argue and jump in the bed. That don't solve nothing. Hurt builds character. Hurt builds character. Pain builds another type of, another level of understanding how somebody else may feel. But some people are just that selfish. They don't think about how somebody else may feel. They just want you to accept whatever they do, but they want you to be loyal and truthful to them. But that's in the character. Most people I've found in relationships, I'll be 58 next month, and I've found since I was 19 and started dating that a lot of times people don't know, they don't even know what love is. Because let me tell you something. You, like you said, Chadi, falling in love, what you falling for? Love is earned and love is taught. Love is a action word. Love is not just something you talk about. Love is something you show. We can tell people all day long we love them. But if we don't show that love, what are we loving? What they're doing for us? What are we really loving? And have we even learned to love ourselves to be able to love someone else? Because most people don't understand that they don't even love themselves, so they're not even capable of loving someone else. And two, they learn to love themselves. Love is not somebody else coming and making you happy, you know, everything you want. Love is, that's not love. That's looking for a ticket. Love is hard work and constant work every day. And in any relationship you in. That's why when those of us that have gotten married, have been married, thinking about marriage, listen to the vows, listen to what the preacher says to you before you get married, before he considers you guys married. For good, bad, sickness, or health.
Yep.
And that's in every language and every nationality. Those words are uttered. A lot of people don't understand that because when the love is over, they don't want to do the work to keep it going. They're ready to bail out. And for some of us, men and women, we can bail out too soon before we know a person's real potentials, because sometimes I know with men, sometimes it takes them longer to understand our women's love language. Some men get it. Some men it take time. Some men you got to teach. But it don't mean that they not, you know, working towards that. And a lot of time women, y'all, you know, you kind of dog your men out when we should be lifting them up. When they not doing right, we don't take that out in public. You take you deal with that at home. Instead of talking to your friends and your family members about your problems at home, you got to talk to that person that you at home with.
Yep.
That's love, when you can accept, may not like it, but you can accept the good, the bad, and the ugly, because it's coming. Anybody to say they got this perfect relationship, they telling a damn lie. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some relationships that have, you know, have been out there, and parents, we know our parents, some of our parents. But guess what? It wasn't that they had problems. They just didn't do it in front of us. We didn't know about it because they knew how to keep their business in their bedroom. Now, today, they want to keep their business in everybody else's room. They go to Facebook, GI, social media, instead of talking to the person that's right there with them. Communication goes a long way.
I met a girl who, she had a guy, and she said everything was about the guy is good. He owned his own business, got his own house, a nice car. Everything is right. But she said his sex, she can't take it. His penis too small. So she started messing with another guy.
With me, to me, that's crazy because you knew that the first time you laid down with him. Be woman enough to say, yo, listen, either we need to bring some toys, something into the bedroom, or this ain't going to work for us. But a lot of people, women and men, aren't grown enough to tell their truth. I've always been the one to tell a guy, and I try not to embarrass him, but if you ain't working for me, baby, guess what? I'm sorry, we can be friends, we can be cool, but you're just not doing it for me, and I'm not taking nothing from you because you might work for somebody else. But for me, it ain't working. A lot of women and men are not honest with themselves, so they can't be honest with the person they with.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point you made, too. Because she told me she'd been with him 3 years.
Yeah, because, okay, therefore she's getting something out the deal. Whether it's whatever it is she's getting out the deal, she's not willing to give that up. So she going to just get something on the side. But that's the same type of people that if the same thing was done to them, their world and came to an end, you'd have done the worst thing in the world. But they, you know, they can't handle it. I always say, don't give what you can't take back.
Right.
What's good for the gander is good for the goose. At the same point, but I always say to women and men, don't allow nobody to control what you do with your body. Because they was nasty and dirty, you go out and do the same thing, guess what? You the same as they are. So how can you talk of the cat can't call the kettle black? Y'all all in the same pot.
So if she was listening right now, what advice would you give her?
To be honest with herself, so therefore that she could be honest with the next person. And honesty sometimes hurt as well. But I'd rather be honest with a person and their feelings be hurt for a second than be dishonest with a person and ruin. Sometimes it ruins people's lives. Because some people just can't get past the fact that somebody has done something to them that they can't accept. You know, I'm going to say, the five relationships that I had, only one of them ended, and that was because of a substance abuse. But nothing, we outgrew each other, but being honest with one another, guess what? We still friends to this very day.
And all five of them was well endowed?
Not always. It ain't the size of the wine, it's the magic behind it. And it's the intimacy that you build amongst each other. See, people get caught up in the wrong things. That's why so many women out here taking care of men, because they dickmatized. That thing ain't never went and you was able to swipe it and pay a bill. So, no, it ain't never been that good that I'm going to be just that, you know, no. But that's only for me. There's a lot of women that's out there that get that, you know, they never had nobody show them no attention. So they tell guys what they looking for and what they need, and the guys give them everything they want until they get them. They work 2-3 jobs. As soon as they get comfortable, man, every time you turn around, they calling out. But that's what people, if you accept that, what you accept is what you going to get.
Yep.
I personally, I'll be single before I accept something that I don't want in my life.
Oh, I had said that earlier.
The only person in control of that.
Somebody said that they'd rather have a piece of man than no man at all. Is that
a piece of man ain't never did nothing for me. Because what happened to the other pieces? Shit, no. So that means that you saying that you willing to be in an open relationship. So when you say you'd rather have a piece of man, that means you willing to accept for whatever piece he decide he want to give you. Because you don't control what piece he going to give you. The devil is a liar. And all his friends behind him. See, we get upset about the things that we accept. And that's just human nature. We got to remember, what we accept is what we going to get. So why you going to be upset? If you know you got a manipulator, why you going to be mad at him for being a manipulator? If you know you got a liar, why be mad at him when you know he a liar?
Yeah,
no,
true.
You got a choice to either stay there and deal with the liar, or you can move on.
Yeah, that's true.
We get what we accept. Some people, some women, some men don't know how to be alone. They don't know how to be alone. And they don't realize when they don't know how to be alone, they don't know how to be with nobody either. Because they just going through the motions. They just want somebody to do whatever it is they don't want to do.
Yeah.
Say you got a woman, now you've had plenty of them, and you know she a liar, and you know you don't like being lied to. Are you going to stay with that liar?
No.
Most people stay with people because of something that they lacking in their own life or that they're afraid to be alone.
Yeah. They say that if you show me somebody who afraid to be alone, and I'll show you somebody who is not happy with themselves. Somebody told me to ask you, has she ever been married?
Yes, I have been married. I've been married, and my husband and I are still good friends. We didn't break up. We didn't separate because we outgrew each other, and there was a culture barrier. I don't know how many of you have heard me say or been on this line. My husband is African. No, I did not marry him for his citizenship. I'm saying that because I get that question a lot. My ex-husband was a citizen and had been a citizen for about 10 years when him and I married. met. And I actually met him through sponsoring his daughter through a program was running for young ladies.
How was that being married to an African man?
It was actually not bad. Because I don't blame nothing on him. Me, at the time, was not ready to be submissive the way that I needed to be submissive to my husband.
So you had a real African. You had an African, like,
Yes.
They like, GG.
He's from Ghana.
Get me some waka.
Yeah. He's from Ghana. he's an elder in the church at that time. And when I said I was not ready to be submissive, not that I never cheated on my husband, nor did I ever cheat on any man that I was with. I leave him before I cheat on him. That's the kind of woman I am. Because I never wanted to do just something to someone else that I didn't want done to me.
But when you say you wasn't, your marriage didn't last because you wasn't ready to be submissive the way he wanted you to be submissive?
Well, when I say being submissive, he was an elder in the church. I had one foot in and one foot out. You know, I was straddling the fence. And
why?
He wasn't playing with me. But I can admit to my shortcomings. I know with my marriage, I know where things fail. Because had I been willing to be submissive and not having one foot in the church, one foot out, you know, still wanted to party, you know. And when I say party, drinking, clubbing, dancing, all that stuff. When I say dancing, not pole dancing. That was in my younger years. I was not prepared or was I ready to give up the things that I liked. So I understood where my marriage failed. My husband and I separated. Once we separated, I got me a boyfriend. He never got a girl. He never married. He never cheated on me. He still remained faithful. So I know where that went. Although we were separated, we were still married, so it was still cheating. So when I say I didn't cheat that time, yes, I did. Because legally, I was still married to him. No, I didn't cheat in the aspect where I was sleeping with him and sleeping with someone else. Him and I had no sexual dealings. If it had nothing to do with our stepchildren or him just checking to see, make sure that I was good, because even through all that, he made sure that I was still good if I needed anything. So I take responsibility for my actions. That's why I say, you know, when we accept the things that we've done in the part of any relationship, we all play a part in relationships. We have to accept our part. We can't be responsible for what somebody else do, but I certainly have to be responsible for what I do.
Why did you have one foot in the church and one foot out?
Because there was still some street stuff that I wasn't ready to give up. And God's still working on me. He's still working on me. I'm just living a different type of life now. But every now and then, do I take me a drink? Yes. But do I get drunk and go out fornicating? No. But it doesn't make it no difference, because a drinker is a drinker, whether you take one or ten.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't downplay anything that I do. I'm very transparent about my own actions, because guess what? I can only be held accountable for my actions. You can only be held accountable for your actions. And at the end of it, we all only going to be held accountable for our actions, not anybody else's. And people like to blame stuff. Oh, I did this because they did that. No, you did it because that's what you wanted to do. Because I ain't never had nobody make me go out here and do something because of something that somebody else did.
That's good.
That was the excuses people use. I like to say excuses only satisfy the people that make them. Lessons not learned are lessons repeated. And in life, a lot of times we repeat lessons until we get it and we learn to accept our own parts. Once you learn to accept your actions and your part that you play in any kind of relationship, like I said, whether it's your family relationship, your personal relationship, your friendship relationship, when things separate, and sometimes we don't know, it'd be a one-sided relationship because people have alternative motives. They came in it with an alternative motive.
I believe that.
You know, the average person is really about somebody and really honest with themselves. Guess what? There's no alternative motives. I'm not looking because you do this. I'm going to do this if you do that. I did this because you did that. No, I did it because that's what I wanted to do. I did that because that's what my heart was telling me to do. And I never expect nothing back. See, a lot of times people do stuff because they expected something. Don't do nothing for me if you expected something back because you're not doing it from your heart. You're doing it to have something to talk about.
That's true. A lot of things is, what you was about to say?
I said a lot of times we have to, the biggest thing is accepting who you are, accepting what you will accept, what you won't accept, and sticking to it, and practice what you preach. Don't just make that be a one-sided thing, or I can do what I want to do, and this is what I want you to do, but I'm going to go out here and run amok. No, stay single. So that way you're not bringing nobody else into your mess, your craziness. And anybody that come into it and want to do whatever it is that you're doing, that's the life that they want to live. That's what they accepted. Because we all got a choice to accept what people do and what we don't accept. Sometimes we go into stuff not knowing, but a lot of times when we go into stuff not knowing because we ain't take the time to know. We ain't asked no questions.
That's true.
You better ask some questions. And be willing to accept the answer. It's a gift. It ain't nothing that I asked for. It's a gift. I'm one of them people, you tell me a lot, I'm going to look at you and tell you your damn ears is wiggling. You and your lie.
So how long was you married? How long was you married?
8 years. Married for, I mean, together for 5, separated for 4. I'm sorry, separated for 3. Actually, it was 4 because we got divorced at the end of would have been our 8th year going in. It was one day that it would have been 9 years.
But even to this day,
being honest,
yeah,
and I'm gonna let somebody else. But to this very day, because throughout that relationship, I was honest with him. We're still friends today. If I call him or he call me and say, listen, I'm in need of something, guess what? I'm right there. I call him and say I'm in need of something, he's right there. No questions asked. Ain't nobody asking, are you with somebody else? Why didn't he ain't doing? No, we don't even go through none of that. It's just the fact that we were honest with one another. Was it easy? No, but it was harder to keep up a lie because I don't remember lies, so I ain't good at lying. I've never
Me
been a
either.
Good liar. I've never been one that was a liar. So I'm going to tell you the truth from the door, because I ain't going to remember the lie.
Me, if you want to know.
And then I
got to
keep telling lies.
Yep. You tell one, you got to tell another one.
You got to tell a thousand.
Yep. But,
I always say, okay.
Go ahead.
A person that tells the truth will never change. A lie will never be the same.
Yep. That's a fact. I'm gonna take one more quick break, and then we're going to come back and see if anybody got any closing statements or anything. Because we were supposed to go to 9. But we always have a good conversation. But anyway, everybody stay tuned. Take this quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Let me see with the Keeping It Real, the Jay Sean podcast. Let me see if I got it here. Oh, shit. The hell? Yeah, okay.
All right, one time.
R. Kelly was cooking when that came out. Now he just a number. Gotta be more careful. Money make people think they untouchable, God alike, narcissistic. It just changed their whole life. Now they have to dig it. But anyway, I wanted to thank Gigi, Dre, Shadi for coming through. I just wanted to come out here real quick and make up for last night. Technical difficulty because we only went 1 hour. If nobody don't want to say nothing, we're gonna close out.
Okay, Sean, I want to just make, well, this is not much to say, nothing that has nothing to do with the broadcast, but it does have to do with us, our health. Please, guys, go get your sunscreens and your sunblocks. Our skin, it's been for years, we've had generational curses telling us that we don't need sunscreens and sunblocks because of the pigmentation in our skin. It's a lie. It's skin. If you don't protect it now, you'll pay for it later. I'm talking from experience. I've been diagnosed with 5 different strands of melanoma cancer. None of them presented themselves on the outside of my body. Most black people, when they are diagnosed, it's already too late. Please, wow, use your sunscreens and sunblocks. They have one out there. You can get it at Walmart, Walgreens, Amazon. Black girl sunscreen. Men and women can use it. Although it's a black girl, men and women. Protect your skin, guys. Whether it's summer, winter, it doesn't matter. If you're out in the sun in the rays, even when it's cloudy, the sun still has rays. Protect your skin.
What's the name of it, this stuff?
Black Girl Sunscreen. And if anybody would like to use a black-owned company, it's called Amber and Tavares Show, or Tavares and Amber. They're on Facebook. Anybody, you can go on my page. I'll accept your friend request. I might ask you a couple questions because there are a lot of hackers out there. But they're called Undressed Skin Care. They have some good skin care products at reasonable prices. You look at the prices always. If you go on, they've always got pop-up sales. They've always given percentages. And they're just, they don't just feed your skin, you know, your skin. They feed your soul. They're a black couple. They're the truth, y'all. It's Tavares and Amber Show. If you go on Facebook and look them up, anybody, or if you're in my page, you can go on my page and you'll see their names. And my page is S. Lynn Grasty. You'll get to see them because I'm always sharing their posts. But Black Girl Sunscreen.
They the ones that sell the sunscreen.
They don't have a sunscreen yet, but they also recommend the Black Girl Sunscreen. Black Girl Sunscreen is a black owned company. I don't know who she is, but it's called Black Girl Sunscreen.
Black girl sunscreen.
Go in there and you'll see. Hey, we gotta take care of our skin. Because if we don't take care of it, it ain't gonna take it. We only get one. You know, skin is the largest organ of our body.
Yep. It is.
And if we don't take care of it, like I said, most black people, by the time they find out, when I found out I had melanoma, which is a skin cancer. I was already stage 3 going into stage 4.
Wow.
So, and it does not always present itself on the outside of your body, especially in people of color.
Yeah, we got to take heed to that, then. Oh, I see it on your page, Tavares and Amber show.
Yes.
About the importance of enjoying the skin.
God, the skin that you in.
The skin that you in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to definitely check them out.
Check them out because their products are for men and women. People that got dry skin, psoriasis. I've seen, just since I've been using their products since January, I've seen a difference in my skin. If you go on my page again and you look at this, there's a post on there where I have before and after pictures of me using their products.
Okay.
And please don't complain about the prices because they black. Because let me tell you something. Y'all go out there and buy them Nikes, you don't complain about them prices. You buy Louis Vuitton and Prada and Coach and all that, you don't complain about their prices.
That's
we
got
to keep our dollars in our communities.
That's true. We got to support each other.
We got to support each other. Every race but us, we support each other. Even when they don't like each other, they still support each other.
Yep, they stick together.
And we the crabs in the pot. When everybody pulls, get cooked.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I'm going to get ready to sign out right now, everybody. Thanks to everybody who tuned in. This was, like I said, it was a makeup hour from Friday night. Don't forget, my sister got her podcast. It's every Thursday night at 8 o'clock, the same phone number. Don't forget to check out Shadi's Peep Game TV on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
That's on Saturdays. Or every might be every day. You just got to go to Peep Game TV.
Yeah, it's live at 5, Monday through Friday, live at 5.
Oh, live at 5, Monday through Friday. And you spell it just like
yeah.
you say it. Peep Game. Same way.
Yeah. Go to Peep Game TV. Check out some. You can check out some of the shows we already did live at 5. And subscribe if you haven't.
Yeah. You did a show today?
No, just Monday through Friday.
Oh, Monday through Friday. Okay.
Yeah, Monday through Friday. Yeah, live at 5, Monday through Friday.
Shadi, I thank you. A lot of times I'm not able to come on your show when you're live, but I do go back and watch your replays.
Right. Okay.
Very inspirational.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Just real quick, too, something that you guys all... So one more thing, something that we all can participate. I will be, you'll be seeing more about it right now. And I'm doing my proposals and everything about for this. But the name of it's going to be It Takes a Village, Bringing Back Our Neighborhoods to Our Communities.
What you going to be promoting it?
I will be promoting it. It's something that, you know, everybody can participate. We got to get our children. We got to stop letting the system discipline and grab our children.
Right.
We don't realize a lot of times, not Shadi, because I see you work with the youth a lot, that it's important for us to work with them and teach them. People like to say that the kids are bad. They're not bad. They're looking for love. They're looking for attention.
That's
so
true.
If we don't grab our kids and start bringing back our neighborhoods to our community, people say things change. God is still God. If we don't bring back our neighborhoods and our community, we can't blame our communities for going to hell. And it's not going to take, if one person can't do it, we got to all be willing to do it. If it's in your neighborhood, it's your problem.
Yeah.
We got to stop allowing the system to raise and discipline our children.
I believe that.
And it's got to start somewhere. We can't just keep talking about it and being part of the problem, because if we're not part of the solution, we're part of the problem.
Yeah.
So I will be promoting that soon, so guys, just look out for that. I will be hitting up different people, asking different ones. Shadi, I definitely will be hitting you up as well as your wife. Because this is going to target not just our young people, but we got to also get our older people. Our young people need our older people, and our older people need our young people.
Absolutely.
Yes. That's
so
true.
Just be on the look lookout for it.
Okay. I definitely will.
Just on today.
What?
Can you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
Okay, good show tonight.
Yes, very good show
thank
tonight.
You. Yeah, very. It was a very good show. Nice and short and sweet. And informative. As always.
But I kind of believe that it's not his fault that he is there.
Who forwarded it?
I believe that you get into the industry, it's a different world. You know what I'm saying? And they get you in this position, so they're always kind of playing over your head. And they want you to try to do something that they don't approve of. You like that with Dave Chappelle. You know what I'm saying? If it happens to one person, it happens to all.
Oh, yeah.
It does. It does. If it's in our city. But it's up to us to take a stand, because we've been falling for anything for a long time. So when are we going to take a stand and stop blaming everybody else? Why, as a race and as a people, we can't get ahead? Now, don't get me wrong. There's some things we got to work harder to get to, and there's a lot of stumbling blocks along the way. But if you keep pressing, you're going to eventually get over them blocks.
Yeah.
We can't give up. They don't give up on trying to kill us. How are we going to give up on trying to keep on living? That's the intention, to beat us down. But if we stand and we learn to stand together, there ain't too much they can do. But first, we got to put God before everything. And stop trying to do stuff on our own and stop blaming everybody for why.
Yeah.
It's time. You know, yes, we living in a different time, and when we living in a different time, because there's so much technology. There's so much now, but guess what? When you look at it, these kids don't know nothing. They don't know nothing. They can't write no more. They don't even teach cursive in school. They can't count unless a machine telling them what to do. So guess what? It's our responsibility to teach our kids what they're not teaching them. We can sit all day long and talk about what the schools ain't teaching them. What you teaching them at home?
Yep.
And if the school, with the kids, what they do learn in school, how many parents today come home and work with their kids on what they done learned throughout the day? How many of them ask what did they learn today? So it's up to us older people that know better to do better so they can do better. Because if nobody teaches them to do better, they'll never know how to do better.
That's a true statement, too.
It's our responsibility. We know that the government ain't going to do it for us.
No,
society ain't going to do it for us. So guess what? We got to learn to do it for ourselves. Guess what? Our ancestors, thank God, they did what they did so we can live and stand today. But what if they gave up and had the same attitudes that we have? Where would we be?
Well,
okay, I'm gonna let it go because we'll be there in another hour.
I know you are. You're a good talker, though. You really are. But like I said,
I don't take no credit. I give the credit to the Most High, because you know, Jay Sean, I didn't used to talk like this.
I know it's good. It's good. We want to. Like I said, I want to thank everybody for coming through. We're going to look forward to my sister podcast on Thursday. Mine again next Friday. Peep Game TV on Saturdays, well, Monday to Friday. And we're going to be looking forward to what you got going on, too, Gigi.
It's called, remember the name, It Takes a Village, Bringing the Neighborhoods Back to Our Communities.
Takes a village and bringing the neighborhoods back into
the neighborhoods back to our community.
Okay, that's what's up. Let me see if I could. I think they logged me off. Anybody still here? Testing.
Everybody
gone? I can hear you. They sent me a message, I guess, saying that you're wrong. We're about to sign out. Once again, don't forget, anybody want to give a small donation to the show, it's $JASHONJ. It helps with the overtime sessions. It helps with the guests sometimes. It's just something to make you feel appreciated. And so till then, we'll be tuning out. I don't even know. I don't think I could play a song because I think they shut me down. Let me see.
Okay. Hey, Sean, when we hang up, I'm going to call you real quick.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, I think I
got it. All right, everybody.
Have a good night.
Do you remind me of us being
want you to remind